It's the final weekend at home for the Wolves of Northern States as they bring in USF and SMSU to the Barnett Center from Wax Arena from the historic Don Meyer Court. And today we bring in the sophomore all the way from the Netherlands. He is Toby Obiora. Thanks for coming into studio today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing just fine. Under the weather earlier this week, but I'm rocking and rolling. I'm ready to go.
Yep.
So the Netherlands, all the way to Aberdeen. How'd you make it all the way this way to the Hub City?
So I was in a professional basketball team back in the Netherlands. And one of my teammates, his name is Noah Dahlman. He used to play for Wofford in North Carolina, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he also used to play high school basketball in Minnesota with Josh Fawn, our assistant coach.
Okay.
Noah knew I wanted to go to college after I was done with my high school back home. So he contacted Josh and they offered me a full scholarship.
There you go. Gotta love that. Yep. What's life in the Netherlands like? I've never been over there. I have no idea what that's like.
It's a lot of biking. Instead of using the car to go somewhere, I mostly like just use the bike. And everything's like more, like it's more dense. Like all the houses are next to each other, like immediately next to each other.
Mm-hmm. More dense.
Yeah.
Dense in the Netherlands. I had no idea. Okay. So can you pronounce the name of your high school? Because I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
CSA Zwolle.
Gotcha.
CSA, CSE is, stands for sports or Center of Sports and Education.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I've always wanted to say it, and I'm not even going to try to butcher it. So glad that we could get that on the record here.
Yeah.
So soccer was your first love. How'd you turn into a basketball player?
I just started growing a lot. So I was six, I think, when I started soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 5'8", 5'9", when I was like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And all those other kids were like way, way smaller than me. So when I was 9, my mom asked me, you want to play basketball? I'm like, sure.
Basketball took over.
Yeah.
There you go. So you're a big fan of the Greek Freak, of course, Giannis. So he's the Greek Freak. What's a good nickname for you?
Some people call me the Flying Dutchman.
Okay. You like that?
I like that one, yeah.
Flying Dutchman. All right. That works good for me. So to me, and I've been saying this on the broadcast the last couple weekends, that feels like you're a lot more comfortable on the floor this second semester. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Just more reps?
I honestly have no idea. I try to just go to every game with the same mindset. Like the last three games, I've been just way more aggressive, I think, more mm-hmm. comfortable. My teammates are finding me, so I think I'm not really sure.
Yeah, and you're dunking too.
I'm dunking too.
I like when you dunk. You know, dunking for guys that are 6'9", that's a good thing. When I used to do play-by-play at another school, they had a guy that was 6'11". He really didn't dunk a lot. And I was always saying, Max, you got to dunk it. You're 6'9". You got to dunk it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Fair enough. Is the level of physicality different here than it is over in Europe? Or not so much? Is it kind of similar?
I would say in Europe, it's more like you have a lot of players in Europe that are like, they're less athletic, but are very like Nikola Jokic,
mm-hmm.
like
skilled,
like skilled and like just like strong,
mm-hmm.
like a strong base, like almost immovable, but not fast or like quick. And in the US, probably more like the guards are more not more skilled, but like
a little more shifty.
Yeah, like shifty, quicker, more athletic. And in Europe, it's just just skill fundamentals.
Sure, sure. Okay, that's fair. What's your worst sports injury? Have you ever had any bad sports injuries? I'm not trying to jinx you or anything here, but
I've pretty, like, I don't know if they're, like, weak, but I hurt my ankle a lot of times, probably, like, over 10 times. I dislocated my shoulder once.
Yeah.
Playing basketball.
Just kind of hanging off your
arm. I've never broken a bone.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah, I think dislocating my shoulder was the worst.
Yeah, that sounds awful. What happened? Just jam it in a weird spot, or
I dove for the ball and I, like my elbow like rolled over the ball and my arm went like all the way back.
Yeah,
and then it like popped out.
Oof, that sounds awful. It sounds awful. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory? Could be at Northern, could be overseas, could be as a little kid growing up. All-time favorite basketball memory.
I was like probably like 8 or 9 years old. In like the biggest arena in the Netherlands, the Harlem Globetrotters. They came to the Netherlands.
Nice.
They were like doing all these fun just tricks and stunts, and that was like one of the first moments like seeing like real basketball. So that was like the moment I fell in love with the game probably.
That's sick.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's awesome. They actually came to the Barnett Center back in the day. That's the first time I ever saw them. at the BC, so pretty cool. It's no doubt it's been a tough year with just a couple of wins, but what have you learned the most in a season like this from your perspective?
I got to keep working no matter what happens. As long as I'm healthy, I just got to keep working on getting better and just doing my part as good as possible.
How much of your game is film study, and how much of it is just being athletic and making plays out there on the floor? It's just kind of second nature.
I watch like some clips of like the big from the Rockets, Sengun, mm-hmm. from Turkey. I watch him a lot. I watched a lot of Olajuwon. So those two guys, just try to mimic their moves, and then just like combine it with my own athleticism, my own traits, and what I like to do, like my right hook or like spin move.
Hakeem's a good guy to watch.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. For sure. How much time do you work on your footwork? Because to me, it feels like it's been fantastic lately. Your footwork has been outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Right now, less than I used to. I think 3 years ago, back home, I used to work at it like probably like an hour per day. Just like all post moves with my coach back home. Just like drop step fakes, all that kind of stuff. So probably like an hour per day.
Wow.
Before practice, after practice.
There you go. It's clearly worked out well for you. Funniest player on the team?
I would say me.
I was going to say, some people would say you. Most people would say you.
I think Devin is pretty funny. Caleb is pretty funny. I laugh a lot with Connor, the quad. But the funniest, probably me.
Yeah. Everyone's been saying you, for sure. Favorite person at NSU? Who's your favorite person?
There used to be this lady at the den where I used to eat. Her name is Jess. I haven't seen her like in like a year, I think, but every time I used to go to the den and eat there for like lunch or breakfast, she was always there. We always used to like chop it up, laugh. She's probably one of my favorites.
All right, shout out to Jess. There you go.
Shout out, Jess.
What's your favorite road trip that you've taken so far?
I liked it when we went to, I didn't like the drive itself, but I liked the view of, we played South Dakota School of Mines in Chamberlain, so I liked the view of Chamberlain. And then last week we went to Duluth, and I really liked the city of Duluth.
Duluth's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's even prettier in the fall time.
I didn't know it was like as big as it is.
Yeah, it's right there on the water too. Gorgeous city. So that's all the basketball questions I got for you. How many languages do you know? I feel like you know quite a few languages. Is that fair?
I am fluent in two, and I'm learning Japanese and French.
Okay, gotcha. So you're fluent in English, obviously. What's the other one?
Dutch.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Can you say hello, how are you in Dutch right now?
Hallo, hoe gaat het?
Gotcha. Well, I thought it would have been a lot more complicated, but...
No, it's pretty similar.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Do you have any pregame superstitions, or not so much?
During the national anthem, I just, for however long, how long that's the song is,
like... Minute and a half.
45 seconds, minute and a half.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I just like... try to control my breathing, try to think about nothing. That's hard, but I just try to like look at what's in front of me and control my breathing and chill out a bit.
Best part about the Netherlands? Could be food, could be people, could be the culture, you know, whatever.
I think that everything is just so close to each other. So if I want to go, I didn't have my license up until now, so I used to bike everywhere. Everything is like in between 20 minutes of biking. So I just used to just bike everywhere and just go to the store or with train and go to Amsterdam with train in 40 minutes. So that's pretty quick. I can go to Paris with the train in 4 hours.
Okay. Ever been to Paris before?
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower, check that out.
Yeah.
Is it as cool as everyone says it is? Is it overrated?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's been over there a couple times. Yeah, I've heard it's incredibly tall and I don't do heights very well, so probably pass on that for me.
Yeah.
Did you go to the top?
I didn't know. I just looked at it from the side.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what's been your coolest place that you've ever traveled to? Paris, somewhere else, or maybe somewhere even further east?
I've been to a lot of great places. I went to Italy two summers ago. They have this big cathedral, the most beautiful building you ever see. And then like an hour up north, they have this big lake. It's called Lago di Como.
Okay.
I think they filmed like one of the Star Wars movies there.
Okay.
And it's like the prettiest place like ever. It's like heaven there. Mountains and blue water and all these like tiny houses, beautiful cars, beautiful women.
Nice.
Everything. Good food.
I shouldn't have said nice. I'm a taken man. Got it. My fault. So you spent Thanksgiving in Del Rapids, right? Yes. With the Libous family. How was that?
That was amazing. Yeah, I loved every second of it. Not my first time in the U.S. during Thanksgiving. It was the year before I went to Ian's house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, something about like South Dakota and just the people is just so amazing.
Dumb question, but is that holiday that's also celebrated over in the Netherlands or no?
Christmas is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not Thanksgiving.
Not Thanksgiving.
No. Okay, gotcha. How was your Christmas this year?
It was good. Also went to Libous's. That was the first Christmas in the U.S. It's pretty much the same as back home, except for the socks on the chimney.
Sure.
Yeah, but that was fun. Yeah.
What'd you get this year for Christmas? Anything good?
New socks that I wear every game. I got a foot massage.
Nice.
That I also use very often. And candy.
Candy. Yeah. There you go. Love that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? 10 being extremely happy, 1 being you're miserable. I feel like you're like an 8 or 9. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say after tomorrow, probably a 10.
Okay.
After we win those two games.
Hey, I like that. What are you currently binge-watching right now? Are you watching anything in particular on Netflix or Hulu or something else?
Yes, me and Connor are watching The Sopranos.
Oh.
Great show.
Sure.
I'm watching Breaking Bad.
That's awesome.
Penguin.
The Penguin?
Yeah, it's so the new Batman movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of the villains in that movie is the Penguin.
It's okay.
Like he's also like a mafia boss, but it's like a show just for him.
You know, I think PK was talking about that on the bus. Maybe.
Yeah.
The Penguin. I haven't heard about it too much, but I might have to look into that at some point.
It's on HBO.
Favorite app on your cell phone right now? What's your go-to?
Probably like Snapchat or YouTube.
I'm a big YouTube guy myself. When you were a kid, what was one thing that you really wanted for your birthday?
I always wanted a Beats Pill, like the speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always saw this on like YouTube videos and music videos.
Did you ever get one?
No.
I tell you what, if anyone that's listening to this right now, put that down. Get our guy Toby a Beats Pill. Are those still a thing nowadays?
Yeah.
All right, so. That's your Christmas gift wish list for next year, perhaps. What's one thing you're really good at, non-sports related?
That's a great question. I think I'm pretty good at being like unreadable. Like, it's hard for people to read how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
You're kind of like Tim Duncan. It's like the same face all the time.
Very stoic.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good way. Good way to describe yourself. What's one thing you're really bad at?
Sometimes I'm a bad listener.
Mm.
When I'm doing two or three things at once.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's kind of one of those deals where if you're kind of just focused, you're just dialed in on something, you get a lot better with that when you're not texting or something like that, or mm-hmm. Snapchatting or watching YouTube clips. Any tattoos for you? Or are you a big tatted up guy or not so much?
Yeah, I got my first one this summer on my ribs. It hurt very bad.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It says, "The world is yours." And
nice.
Then with the like the world map on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? What's next? What's the next tattoo for you?
I'm getting on the other side of my ribs. Like a black panther. That's my mom's favorite animal.
Okay.
So I'm getting that on the other side.
Gotcha. Yeah, you said it hurts.
It does.
I've got no tattoos. I'm not interested in getting hurt, for sure. Let's say Hollywood is making a movie about Toby Obiora. What's it called, and who plays you?
I always, like, it's not my life, but I always thought about being in a movie of, like, a serial killer. Like, kind of like, not like a serial killer, but like Men in Black, like a movie like that. Like,
Toby in Black?
Yeah, I'm like a secret agent, and I have like multiple identities.
Mm-hmm. Just 00 Toby?
Yeah, something like that.
I like that. That's good. So you talked about Snapchat already. What's your longest streak that you got going on right now?
So I used to have one until like 3 weeks ago with Gus Reedy.
Sure.
It was like 500 something. But
Did Gus drop the ball or what?
He dropped it, yeah. But now it's with my friend Welly, I think 470.
Okay. Solid number, over a year.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any paranormal experiences with like ghosts or aliens or anything like that?
Yes.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay,
so
story.
So back home, my friend, we were still in like high school. I think we were like 13 or 14. So my friend's dad, he had like this office next to like a river or something.
Okay.
There was no other buildings like around it. And he used to like work for Nike. like a brand that like cooperated with Nike, so he had a lot of like soccer shoes, basketball shoes, is all like sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And this building also had a basement. So when me and my friend and his dad used to go over there, his dad used to be like where the shoes are, and then me and my friend used to go down and just play. There were all these like hallways. There were no lights.
Mm-hmm.
There were all these hallways. Just one day, this shadow. There's no lights, but we saw a shadow
mm-hmm.
like move from right to left, and it was like it just looked like a ghost. But
yeah, I'd be a little bit freaked out by that. Did you guys run away or?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we went upstairs and called for the dad.
Did you ever go back down there before or again?
Yeah,
or?
We went back down with the dad. We were like searching for a homeless person or something for like 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then me and my friend decided to scare the dad. Like walk around it and like scare him.
So what keeps you up at night? Anything in particular? Are you a pretty good sleeper or get nervous about stuff, anxious?
I'm a pretty good sleeper, I would say. Only thing, like at my apartment here in Aberdeen, at random times I hear the train cross town. I hear the train honk. So that keeps me up sometimes.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Any phobias? What makes you nervous? Any particular phobias or anything like that?
I don't hate, but I don't like snakes.
Snakes and spiders. Yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you. Best prank you've ever pulled on somebody? I feel like you're kind of a prankster. You got any good pranks?
I used to prank a lot, like when I was younger. Just small pranks. Like I had this fake knife that if you like...
It always goes in?
Yeah, it goes in.
Yep.
So I used to play with that. One time, it wasn't really a prank, but I was like 4 years old, I think, or three, maybe even younger. But I was at the airport. And I had this fake gun with me.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why, but it was like a cowboy package or something.
Sure.
So I took a fake gun to the airport.
Probably can't get away with that nowadays.
No. And yeah, the police came and stuff. And
oops.
Yeah.
Now we got a 3-year-old with a gun over here.
Yeah.
Nice. James Glenn walks through the door wearing a sombrero. What does he say?
Hola, amigos.
All right, next up, I got a segment called This or That. Winning in a blowout or winning in the last minute?
What is the game? Like, is it a championship game? Is it
any old game? Doesn't really matter.
Who makes the game-winning shot?
Let's say one of your teammates makes it. It's not you.
Who's the opponent?
It's not that deep.
Probably 30-point win.
Go with the 30-point
blowout win.
All right, fair enough. We got to go snow or rain?
Snow.
Okay. Slam dunk or a three-pointer?
Slam dunk.
Okay. Game-winning shot or a game-saving block?
Game-winning shot.
Grass stain or a turf burn?
Grass stain.
Nachos or French fries?
French fries.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Ice bath or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Yeah. Some people do the ice bath, man. Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
I don't think I've ever had frozen yogurt.
Okay.
So,
put that on
ice cream.
Yeah, I gotta put that on the to-do list. Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich.
Handshake or knuckles?
I like handshake better.
Yeah. Big party or small gathering?
Big party.
Rock and roll or country music or something else? Or some Dutch music or something like that?
Nah.
It's no good?
No.
Pretty rough, huh?
Yeah. Right now, I would say country music.
Okay. In the bathroom, toilet paper, does it go over the roll or under the roll?
Over. But some people say because you have a cat and it like...
Oh.
Does that.
Do you have a cat or something? Or?
I do. My teacher told me this like last week, like that he does it like under it because his cat is like rolling it and then it goes all the way out if it's over.
So it's got to be over unless you got a cat, then it's under.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
Turn signal.
Appreciate that. That's a good answer. Smart or funny?
Would I rather be smart or funny?
Yeah.
Funny.
Technology or being in nature?
Being in nature.
Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas.
Early riser or a night owl?
Early riser.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's good. Cold shower or a 5K run?
Cold shower.
Scarlett Johansson or Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
What's your go-to dinner order? What's your favorite food?
I like burgers, I like pizzas, burritos, fries. Just all the bad stuff.
All the bad American foods. There you go. I'm right there with you. Lord knows I've eaten enough pizza this year, that's for sure. Blondes or brunettes? Redheads? Black hair? Discriminating taste?
I like all of them.
All of the above. There you go. Good man. All right. Final segment is word association. I'll say a word or a phrase. Whatever comes to your mind, just come right out and say it, okay?
Yep.
The Netherlands.
Great.
Game day.
Focused.
Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Second home.
Northern State University.
Great.
Okay. 3-point shot.
Swish.
Slam dunk.
Boom.
Post Malone.
Trash.
Not a Post Malone guy. Okay. The LA Lakers.
LeBron.
Kobe Bryant.
3.
Giannis.
Crazy.
Michael Jordan.
2.
Who's number one?
LeBron.
Oh, come on. Favorite place to eat in Aberdeen?
B-dubs.
B-dubs. Okay. Gotcha. Death metal music.
No.
Yeah, me too. The movie Home Alone. Did you ever see Home Alone?
Bad.
Not a fan of Home Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Tough crowd. What about the movie The Polar Express?
Funny.
Okay. Country music.
Good.
Rap music.
Good.
Rock and roll.
Just not my taste.
Not your taste? Okay. Fair enough. James Glenn.
Shooter.
Quat Abdel Karim.
Extended clip shooter.
Okay. Connor Libis.
Brother.
Caleb Mitchell.
Funny.
Ethan Russell.
Funny.
Devin Brooke.
The funniest.
Marcus Burks.
Dunker.
Noah Baca.
Unk.
The Northern State women's basketball team. Are you close to any of them over there, or you guys keep kind of separate?
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the freshmen, but the ones from the whole team last year, basically. Mm-hmm. I just wish they win everything this year.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Coach Wright.
Great example.
Coach Vaughn.
Also a very great example.
Head coach Saul Phillips.
He's a fun guy.
Your family.
The best.
Brothers, sisters, only child? What's your family kind of looking like?
So my sister, little sister, Benna, she's turning 17 in 4 days. Yeah, 4 days. And then my mom, 2 cats, and my mom's boyfriend.
Gotcha. Okay. Finally, Toby Obiora.
I'll say misunderstood.
Misunderstood? Okay. Why do you say that?
In a bad way, but... Yeah, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. Just
you got nothing else on that?
No.
Just misunderstood.
But in a positive way.
I'm curious. Go on. People kind of see you and they think they know one thing about you or another.
I feel like a lot of times people, like before they know me, no, after they knew me, they told me that before they knew me, that I looked like always angry or something, or always never happy.
Got the resting you know what face, yeah, kind of thing.
But I'm very, very happy. Not always, of course, but probably 99% of the time.
Sure. It's funny you say that because we had Madeline Bragg on the program last year, and she said that people always said that she's got the resting you know what face, but she's like, same thing. I'm a very, very happy person.
Yeah.
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 That's fair. All right. Yeah. Want to say hello to anybody who's listening out there in Radio Land? Shout outs to family, friends, to kind of wrap things up here a little bit.
I don't think my family is listening, but everybody who's driving right now, drive safely. Wear your seatbelt. Use your blinkers. Yeah.
I'm right there with you on the blinker thing. That's our final installment of Pack Chat for the 24 and 25 season for the men with Toby Obiora. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.